Well, there were the highlights of this weekend's St. Paddy's Day Parade. Middle-aged men riding bikes made out of junk and broken swing sets. Yeah, you heard me right. Stephanie Arduini met up with some of the recumbent bike makers at the parade to find out how the heck they actually make these things and develop such a bizarre hobby.
Mike takes scrap bikes and turns them into rideable works of art, basically.
Some of it are old bike parts from other bikes that we find around in the dump.
That used to be a swing set?
It used to be a swing set, yes.
You make these bicycles?
I build them out of scrap parts. And
how did you make this one?
Like, it was an old fitness machine for doing bench presses or something. My name is Mike Watson.
What do you do, Mike?
Well, I'm a hydro worker.
Do you build bikes?
Yeah, I also build bikes as a hobby.
This is a swing bike. It's actually based on a design that was around in the 70s. You can kind of ride it and swing back and forth on it. The crowd seems to love it.
Yeah, I noticed this is not attached here at all. Is this bike dangerous at all?
Or? At first it is.
There's a bike with no brakes, I bet. Do you have brakes on that, Jürgen?
Have you ever seen a bike like this before?
No. It looks pretty hard to drive.
Now, does this look safe? I think so.
It's about 5 feet and a little bit to the seat, and the crank's 3 feet off the ground.
He took a couch and put it in a bike frame so two people can ride side by side. And there's someone in Thunder Bay who actually has the world record for the tallest bike. He had to build a ladder into the bike so that he could climb and steer at the same time.
Have you ever seen a bike that you just think to yourself, okay, I can't do that, I cannot ride that bike?
Most of the bikes that Mike builds, I'm a little afraid of.
My name is Jürgen Weikart. One of the things I do is try to explore just how much we can do without a car. A recumbent bike is a bike where you are sitting down, leaning back. We started with the practical side of things with the human-powered vehicle operators of Ottawa. Somewhere along the way, we started going in some parades just to spread the fun.
We prepared a float yesterday, but they're a little late. As usual.
Well, what we have is a tandem recumbent bicycle, and then it's trailing a great big 4x8 trailer, and it's also got a pub with a bar and some champagne glasses hanging from above.
The same parade 2 years ago had a Hammond organ with somebody playing it. We had the battery pack and everything. We won an award for that.
This is the trophy from the last Christmas parade.
Well, I'm just preparing the pot of gold at the end of the rainbow here, and that'll just be an extra touch because, you know, St. Patrick's Day is more than just drinking, but it is a lot of drinking.
I noticed it also has a toilet on the back.
Yeah, well, it's a pub. It's a mobile pedal-powered pub. And, of course, every pub needs a washroom, so I guess that's being towed behind.
We did this yesterday. I took the day off work to work on it.
Over there's a couple of other recumbent bikes that are much more practical, personal transportation. I can put my groceries in the back here. So it can go pretty well. A couple weeks at a time without starting a car if you want. He commutes from Rockland to Gatineau by the casino on his bike. Victor over here, he commutes to Hunt Club area from downtown. It becomes a part of your life. You do everything on it after that.
We don't think it's strange, but we can see how others might.
Yes, I guess a bike hauling around a toilet might be seen as strange by some. I wonder if that pub on wheels actually has Guinness on tap. Anyway, some of the stranger sights at this weekend's St. Patrick's Day Parade. And Stephanie Arduini put that together, those guys building bikes out of strange materials.